The report examines how well, over the past 6 years, the Food Policy Council has met the directives of the executive order that created it. Mark Dunlay, executive director of the Hunger Action Network of New York State, says the paper found that the council had few initiatives it could point to as success stories over the years.
We don't want the Food Policy Council to debate cutting-edge issues. We don't want the Food Policy Council to debate genetic engineering or phase out of pesticides. We want the Food Policy Council to focus on what do we agree upon as a state in terms of where we want to move the food system, and then we want to figure out how do we move the state in that direction. And what a Food Policy Council does, it brings together the various state agencies that work on hunger and food and nutrition and agriculture and make sure they're coordinated.
Dunlay suggests the council take on more of a leadership role. He notes that food policy councils are expanding throughout the country, but New York's council has withered since it was first rolled out under Governor Mario Cuomo.
One of the things that the first Food Policy Council had done was created a 5-year plan to deal with hunger and nutrition. It was a very visionary document. It helped guide the state in changes within local departments. And I do know that the Assembly Task Force on Food, Farm, and Nutrition Policy, they tell me that they still refer to this 5-year plan that was adopted by the first Food Policy Council.
The Hunger Action Network played a key role in the council's reestablishment in 2005. Dunlay says regional economies could be rebuilt if the state would just do more to help family farms and beginning farmers survive and thrive. Among several recommendations, the council needs to come up with a new 5-year plan on food policy, viewing such policy as an economic engine, and Dunlay suggests moving the agency out from under Ag and Markets.
Because it is supposed to be an interagency council.
Supporters of a stronger Food Policy Council also want the agency created by law instead of operating as an executive order, which it has been since its inception. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office did not return a call for comment in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.